number one nightlife podcast in New York.
The main nightlife podcast.
Sick.
Oh my god.
Hey, y'all, it's the Made Nightlife podcast. My name is Morgan. I'm here with Milton, Tron, and Mikey Danger.
What's up? What's up? Hey. Number one podcast in the world.
Number one, baby. And we're all here, which means we all survived Halloween. So that's great.
That's right, y'all. Made it through.
Yeah, cheers to all of us. Okay, I'm new here, but I've heard that there's no chicks in the DJ booth. I'm not going to lie. Friday at Poppy, I saw a fuck ton of them. Mike? No.
There definitely was a lot.
So what's that rule about?
It's Halloween.
That's my rule, first of all. That's right.
that's my rule.
That's definitely not my policy. I don't want to hear that. That's my policy.
I thought Trump
my
was
policy
Nero.
Is the exact opposite.
No, he wasn't there.
That's another thing. Yeah, so thanks for showing up today, Tron.
I mean, I'm always going to do my best to make it.
But where were you on Friday at Poppy?
I had to take another arrangement. That was a prior engagement right there. I had to take it.
Did you tell us beforehand?
I told Dev. Dev knew.
Oh, because I sure was like, I'm assuming that Tron was there the whole time.
I told you thought
like,
he was there?
Because I told you. I was like, why don't you go to booth for Tron? And you're like, he's not here. I was like, what? Wait, so who was on the mic?
Me and Mike.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Sosa was on there?
Nah, Sosa was just there.
Oh, the other Mike.
Which Mike?
Mike L.
Oh, Mike L. I didn't even notice. It was so.
There was a lot going on. There was a lot going on then.
Why? Because who was sitting behind you? Oh, that's because. Wait, how was there a bunch of girls? Because we had the locks. Oh, this is before the locks.
All I know is when I walked up there.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh, I'm not going to be allowed up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get up there, there's a fuck ton of bitches.
Yeah. And there was more trying to get up after I let you up.
Totally. Yeah. Because you see one and then the floodgates
open. How did you do that? Was you okay without Tron?
I was all right.
Were you uncomfortable?
Flood down, baby.
I was all right.
Do you think you DJ better without Tron?
I'm able to focus.
Whoa.
I'm a distraction.
You are a distraction.
What's so distracting about Tron and the DJ booth?
Nothing. He's just doing fucking everything that I need him to, plus more.
That's right. Making all those noises.
It's the plus more that changes it. That changes everything.
Plus more.
It was a cocaine-free night.
It had been drugs in them booth.
Speaking of coke, so I dressed up as pure cocaine.
Pure cocaine?
What were you, Mike, for Halloween at Poppy?
I was Rocky.
You were?
Yeah.
Rocky Balboa?
Yeah, but some girl's like, who are you? And I was like, Rocky.
She's
like, ASAP Rocky? I was like, nah. The Italian Stallion. She's like, who? I was like, never mind.
Did you not look up a picture to show her? Because I asked you who you were.
I did.
And bro, like, you took 20 minutes to find a picture.
Yeah. Wait, I'm still confused. You had on a robe and no shirt?
Nah, like his like gray sweatsuit when he's like hitting the fucking beat.
And you had the beanie and all that. Okay. Yeah. Most people wouldn't believe that. They're like, who is this guy? The Filipino Rocky?
Wait, Milton, what were you? I saw you with some mask on.
What was that? I don't even remember what I was. Oh, I had the purge mask, something simple.
Oh.
Yeah, just like.
Because I remember seeing you at the bar. I introduced myself to you like twice.
No, you didn't realize it was me.
I know, and then I realized, oh, fuck, I do a show with this guy.
Yeah, I was like,
I was so embarrassed. I'm like, oh, man.
No, because the first time she met me, I had braids.
Oh, that's right.
So then I didn't have braids. I had just taken them out. And then she was just looking at me like, who the fuck is this guy? and then it got wild from there. Then my friends showed up, and it was like,
Yeah.
Shirts came off. Remember?
I missed that part.
Remember they were taking shots and she dipped her nipple in the shot. You remember?
Hold on, somebody put a titty in a shot?
They put titty
in
a
shot. Oh my God, you should have been there.
Yeah, just
now that you say that, I do remember.
I told you to send me a flick.
No, this is unbelievable. We were at the bar.
At the bar?
We were at the bar.
This was a casual encounter.
Yeah, it was like casual.
I'm gonna have to install cameras everywhere.
We were at the bar with the production crew. They're at the bar. We're all in unison.
They were there too?
We're all there together.
Oh, shit.
Production crew was laid back, though. They laid back? But she came to the bar, and as we were ordering shots, it was like, I probably ordered like 11 shots at once. And it was And at the same, and my friends, the females that were at the bar showed up. And then they was already on level.
They were a good time.
They were at level 15.
Damn.
One of the girls took a shot, and then she threw up.
Immediately after?
In two cups.
Right
but
there.
The thing is, yeah, and you, oh, you Man. Missed that part. But she did it. She did it like a pro. She had no drippage. Like it was just like blop, blop, everything, no overflow.
Oh, she's a professional alcoholic.
That's a girl that throws up a lot.
Yeah, she's an alcoholic. She knew it.
Like now, put the cup down.
Damn, yeah.
Started, and then ordered another drink. I was like, wow.
Right, right
wow.
back to it.
That's phenomenal.
Good for
Damn,
her.
No governor, nothing between, nothing.
No governor.
Wow. Cup of water.
She had her friend dip her titty in the next shot.
Did she dip the titty?
She dipped her. She one of them dipped their titty in the. In a shot.
The nip?
The full nip.
Her own shot?
I think she had a nipple ring, so like shaped like a spoon, and she stirred it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
We gotta have
this is innovative.
No, I just made that up.
I'm like, I didn't remember that part.
I was visualizing.
No, shout out to your friend, though. As a woman, it's hard to go to the club bathroom. I swear, I was like,
was it like super
me.
Packed?
Oh, especially yeah. Poppy's bathroom. Yeah.
Oh
like,
my God.
That whole hallway is crazy. What? Yeah.
And I'm like the only girl walking in there without like, you know, my group of girlfriends. So I'm like the stray cat in there. And it's you know, they're all going into one stall like six at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like,
six at a time in one stall?
There's some nasty shit going down in those bathrooms, Tron.
Tron doesn't
It's girl on girl.
Tron's never pissed in the club. He's so focused on where he's at and his mood. He's not doing anything.
I used to go get lit in the bathroom. Then I just said, fuck it, and start getting lit in the booth. It was too much walking back and forth.
So you just did what you need to do there?
I just chopped it up on a table, told Mike, move his hand.
Yeah, for
Watch
real.
Watch your hand right here.
You have a system going.
Watch your hand.
I swear it took me an hour to go
No,
to
I believe it.
So I respect a girl that throws up right at the bar and is like, let's go.
Yeah. Because then now you always see the girls trying to, they're always asking security, can they go in the guy's bathroom?
Yeah, yeah.
That used to be okay. But now with the whole cancel culture and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
next year, somebody, a girl is in there and she's like, oh my God, you showed me your dick. Like, well, you see her stall right next to me. Like, it's not my fault. I couldn't hold it. You came in here. I didn't ask you to come in here.
I was swinging already.
She busted on in.
Yeah. So you can't really do that. So, but the night was cool. You missed it. The locks and the performing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They was lit.
The eyes were closed.
Yeah, they
the
came.
The eyes were closed.
I've never seen an artist we had. Like, they really was, like, they came straight from the concert. They literally performed the minute they walked in. Like, the liquor came out, the bottle show, everything. Yeah. They took the microphone and just put on a show before they even popped open one bottle of liquor.
So,
like, you know, most people are like, yeah, I'm going to just wait till, like, 145, 150 and start drinking. They were just like.
They came already and they like, give us this bit.
They was high as hell.
They were high and they were tired.
You can just tell. They just put on a show. Like, they was full on just.
Yeah.
Like the manager, like, yo, one more thing to do, guys.
Hey, but one thing about them, though, they still sounded good, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing about that. You can tell they just been doing this for so long.
What tracks they do? Yeah. What they do?
They did.
Mike probably got to play. Oh, no, they had their own DJ.
They had their own DJ, did like Styles P shit, Kisses shit, and then they didn't do like Mighty D Block or Ride or Die shit, so I had to play those ones.
Okay.
They did all about the Benjamins.
Yeah.
About to set up and all that.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was good though, man.
Man, while y'all getting wild at the bar?
Nah, that was only a quick second, and then it was
a quick second,
and then we left, and then.
How did you like being there? Did you get hawked at by like dudes dressed up and shit?
Nah, not really at all.
Nah,
I loved it. It was my first time at Poppy. Uh-huh. I loved it.
Yeah,
and it's a good sign because I went to valet, right, and I was smoking a blunt on the way, didn't finish it, got in my car after valet, didn't fuck with my shit.
That's good.
Which is a great sign, being at the new bar for the first time. The valet doesn't
steal your blunt.
Yeah, they'll steal your weed, man. These valets are ruthless out here.
Or they'll hit it
man.
A few times. You know, I can tell if it's moved. Ruthless.
Yes, dog.
Yeah.
I've had an eighth in the glove in the motherfucking center console.
They'll take a little nug out.
They'll take a nug out.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, hold on. I know I have more in this bitch, man.
They're taking of nug.
Yes, man. Yes. Yes.
And I forgot about it. And I get back in the car and I'm like, oh, they didn't even touch my shit. That's nice.
It's respect if they don't touch it.
Yes.
You're going to tip them next time?
I appreciate you.
Finger tip, yeah.
I don't keep weed in a car like that. So
you'll definitely go for a nugget. Yeah, guard your shit. Lock that shit in the glove box.
Just hide it,
Hide that shit.
Yeah.
Lock your shit.
Smart. Hide that shit.
First time. So I saw a picture, Mike, with you and Dwight Howard in the DJ booth.
Yeah.
Where was Dwight Howard?
Where the fuck was I?
Dwight Howard was in
I don't know where you were, but this guy walked up behind me holding the bottle of Casamigos. It looked like a beer.
To him.
Because his hands were so big, right? Like, yeah, you want to hit this? I was like, I'm good. I was like, oh,
did he have a straw in the cup?
I know, for real.
Dwight's so big, he looked like he got a straw in a full bottle.
Right.
He's a giant. That guy is fucking huge. He's like.
Tall.
I mean, he's 7 foot.
That's, I know.
That's Superman, whatever.
He was hyped, though. Like, yo, I played every single Young Dolph song. He knew all the lyrics to every song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard. Shout out Dwight Howard.
Next time, send a text like, hey, get your ass back to the DJ booth.
I don't know what was going on. There was a lot going on at fucking Poppy. It was super crowded. Didn't even like walk through or anything.
I think the whole weekend was just super crowded.
Yeah, it's Halloween weekend.
So, because even on, like, even you could even move on Saturday.
Saturday, you couldn't move.
No?
Yeah.
You couldn't move in there.
Yeah. What was your costume on Saturday, Trump?
Look, I was a zombie, man. And then,
where?
Okay, I was a zombie. It was a fucking bomb costume, in my opinion. It looked good. It was on for about 10 minutes before somebody spilled the drink.
No.
All over.
So you had you had a full costume on?
You had a full costume on.
Because what the picture I have, it wasn't a full costume.
No, you just by that time, a chick had spilled a full cranberry and vodka. Like,
but it's the costume. Why you didn't just keep it on?
Splash. I'm talking about it was bad, though. It was bad.
Like, wait, so you took it off? What are you just?
It was super wet.
But what were you walking around in?
It was like just a tank top.
Oh.
But it was still zombie pants, so it should look wild.
I meant to send this earlier. Hold on.
It was like zombie pants. The mask was all fucked up.
Hold on.
It just got
10
fucked
minutes
up.
In?
Yikes. All my costumes got fucked up. They survived.
Mike, did I send this to you?
Like no. 15 minutes
I
in the car.
I thought Tron, when I looked at this picture, I thought Tron was Samuel Jackson from Black Snake Moan.
Black Snake Moan.
What I saw.
Yo, hold on.
Hold on a second here. Are you wearing contacts?
Thursday, I was a mechanic.
But look at his eyes.
His face.
Yeah. Thursday, I was a mechanic.
Does he look like a man possessed?
Thursday,
spooky.
I was a mechanic.
You're not okay.
I wish there was a way I could just show this.
You're not okay in this picture, John.
But the thing is, am I tripping or does he have a glove? Does he have a glove on?
Yeah, look, my costume's fucked up.
Shit.
Hold on, my costume was all fucked up. Look at all these chicks dancing and shit.
Look at this.
And you can tell I'm going through it because I got the Casamigos bottle in my hand.
But you have the Casamigos bottle.
And the look of your eyes.
And you have the Casamigos bottle, but you're holding it with the glove.
Right.
I think someone was in my eye. Yeah. No. That was my zombie glove. My costume went to shit. My shit like dissipated like water to paper when I fucking hit the club, bro.
I would have loved to just never looked survived. Across the club and seen.
But your face says it all, bro.
Yeah.
Your face, you just look like just mad. Like, for real. It looked like.
Maybe that could be intense. It could be just like a dramatic look.
Nah, it
looked Blue Steel.
It looked like somebody.
That's
it looked
not
like
a
Magnum.
Somebody stole his party favors.
It's Blue Steel.
That's what it looked like.
It's Blue Steel.
Somebody stole their party favors. And
this
like,
is a meme, though. This is a meme.
That could be a meme.
It could definitely be a meme.
With all the bitches dancing behind you. Yeah.
Raphael, we're going to make this into a meme.
They tried to make all the girls like, yo, but they're like, yo, cheer them up. So they're all like, yo, at one point they all gathered around me. I was like, yo, you bitches get away from me. I'm fucking happy. Y'all aren't gonna make me happy.
Even Fred was like, yeah, me and Fran broke up.
Fred, I love you, man. We're not broken up, baby. You know what I mean? We just had a tough night.
So the DJ at one of the DJs at Bootsy, his name's Fred Grimmel.
Okay.
And Fred and Tron, they have a thing when he DJs and Tron DJs, they call themselves Fran.
Okay, now I get
it. So that's like their thing.
Y'all broke up?
Yeah, they broke up.
Or you didn't?
No, we're together. You know what I mean? He just thinks it's a breakup. We're not broken up.
It's complicated right now.
You know what I mean? We just had a slight argument. You know what I mean? But we're all good. It wasn't even Fred. It was the security. The security. And I was like, yo, back me up on this issue. And
this is
like,
the same night he has that look in his eyes
this
and that outfit.
Yeah.
It all went wrong when the girl spilled the drink on me.
Yeah, I think so.
I was like, yo, there's too many bitches around me. Like, dude, like, yo, I looked around one time.
It was
a sea of bitches, man.
How is this guy?
I mean, it's cool to have like two or three.
No, stop it.
Come on, no, come on, dog. It's cool. It's cool to have two or three, bro.
Stop it, bro.
But if you just surround yourself with a sea of these motherfuckers.
Stop it. Coming from the guy.
And they all
who never says no to the amount of people that are in the booth. But then all of a sudden, because your costume gets messed up, it becomes the issue is too many bitches in the booth.
But they're like sloppy drunk. They were like spilling drinks.
It's Halloween weekend, John.
I'm talking about like absorbently spilling drinks. So it was almost like they were doing it in unison and on purpose.
On you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It was drinks flying on me. And I was like, yo, why do I keep getting splashed in the face with goddamn tequila?
Cranberry.
You know what I mean?
Wait, so
cranberry on my foot, all in my shoe, my sock wet.
So did you have them kicked out? Or did they still?
No, I'm still not going to kick the ladies out.
Exactly.
All that. I'm still like, I'm just like, yo, baby, you can give me 5 feet. Two steps?
There's no room for 5 feet.
Give me 2 steps. Give me 2 steps.
Sorry, Charles.
And they just keep coming into as if there's more room.
You know how many guys would love to complain like you're complaining right now?
Yo, but no, I'm telling you, listen, anything in excess is going to be too much. You know what I mean? You want to just find like that.
That's deep.
That's how you really feel? That's like you're about to have another moment? You're going to start preaching again like you did last time?
No, I ain't going to preach about it. I ain't going to preach.
Anything in excess. So what can be too much of anything?
Not too much of anything, you know. I mean, you gotta have like the right amount of yayo.
Of course.
Right amount of, you know,
of course,
man.
He starts with that.
That's the first. Right.
That's the first thing he just said.
Textbook.
That's the first thing he said. He didn't say. He didn't say.
It's
my,
true though.
He didn't say hydration. Like everything was just
hydrate.
The right amount of yayo. One. That was the first thing.
Can't drink too much. Yeah, okay. Can't smoke too much.
Okay.
You know the motherfuckers in there like to smoke back to back. You're like, how high we gonna get?
That just never stop.
That never stops.
Yeah, I don't get that.
From the time they walk in, they never stop.
Why even be out? Why even be out? That's why I would be out. That don't even make sense. That's like guys like B said, though. Like they literally just the minute they walk in, it's just smoke, 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 smoke.
They roll, never
roll,
stop.
Roll,
they don't
roll,
stop. Roll.
Smoke. Three hours straight of just smoking. And then
I'm
roll,
like, yo, I can't smoke no more.
But they really come in the club with like a pound.
Yeah.
They're just ready all night. I don't get that.
That's the thing. I hit a certain high. I don't think I go past it.
Like, I can't get no high.
I just stay at that high.
Yeah, that's it. I can't get no high.
How high do you really want to be in the club?
Yeah, you don't want to get too high.
Different
like
place.
When you just like, I don't enjoy being like super high inside the club. Cause then I start getting weird with the music. Like I can't, it's hard to work and then walk. Like it's just not, it's hard to maneuver.
Too much, man. It's really, find that balance you in there.
Yep.
I need that balance.
Never too much of something. So Saturday didn't go so well for you. Did you go out Sunday on the actual Halloween?
That's right. So Sunday I went out and I was Mr. Potato Head.
I saw you Sunday.
Oh.
And I lost, you know what I mean? I had like the eyes, the nose, and the mouth. And of course, that shit just fell off.
I'm noticing a pattern here.
Of everything.
Yeah.
Was it detachable where you like took each piece and you could pull it off?
Yeah, you could pull it off. So like, you know, people come up and hug you and shit. I got like the nose falling off, ear falling off, the mouth falling off. So by the end of the night, it looked like I'm just wearing a brown sack.
You look like a piece of shit.
Exactly. Like, just a piece of shit.
Like, oh, shit.
Like, what are you supposed to be?
Good.
Like, yo, damn, babe, I lost everything.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit right here.
I saw you when you first walked out. You was good.
Bro. I was good in the beginning.
Yeah, you was good in the beginning. You was wet there, too, so it's all good.
I was getting mollied up all weekend.
Yeah. That was the only party favorite choice?
That was all I was doing all weekend.
Oh, wow. How did you decide to differentiate this weekend instead of use your normal routine?
No, I usually, you know, switch back a Euro step between the two.
Balance, Milton. Balance.
How do you Euro step between?
You know, I mean, one night you're over here, next night you're over here, next night you're over here.
So Halloween weekend, you took a whole weekend away from the white.
Okay. I took it all from the white. I just went with the
good
pills.
Good for you.
You know what I mean?
Good for
but
you.
Much easier to, hey, but look, it might not be, maybe you'll be able to have like a better balance by, you know, you should have did a little bit of both.
But they cancel each other out. So you can't do both at the same time.
Oh, okay, here we go. Okay, I didn't, okay.
They cancel each other out. Yeah, you can't do them both.
Somebody should have told me that a long time ago.
Yeah, they'll cancel out. They'll ruin it. Yeah, they'll ruin it. They cancel each other.
I didn't. Why is
Years
this?
I've always said a lot.
It's like the chemical reaction.
Why is this Dr. Trump?
That's crazy. Like, trust me. Yeah.
So like, if you want a pill and you roll in and you don't want to roll no more, you can hit a little bit of yayo to come down and you'll start coming down.
Okay. But then once the yayo start going down, you might want to take another pill to go back up.
Yeah, you could. I mean, if that's your man, if you want to jump like that, that's a wild ride, baby.
This dude is an expert with everything.
That's a wild ride.
Anytime I have a question about drugs, I'm going to hang you.
Like, really? Like,
I want to tell y'all about my secret concoction that we came up with.
Tell us.
Yeah, you know what happened? What is it?
What?
Yeah, I don't know. We should put this on tape.
Tell us.
Man.
We'll you brought it up. We we'll can't not talk about it.
It's got to be known. The world got to know, man.
All right. All right. Let's say the secret concoction.
It's called the hand of God.
Oh, shit.
It's the closest you're going to be as a man to walking with the Lord without dying. To walking with the Lord without dying.
The hand of God. Yo.
And yo,
man.
I'm so interested.
And listen, you got to make sure you got something that night too. All right? Because you're going to lay it down.
Oh, so this is the one.
This is the one right here.
You're going to go true.
If you take the hand of God, it's going to be that kind of night. You don't take the hand of God every night.
All right.
You know what I mean?
So what is this? It's you do Viagra with a mixture of
Viagra and a Molly. Cialis and a Molly, and you pop them at the same time.
At the same time. That's important.
With a shot of tequila. Yeah, they got to hit the same time.
Wow.
And you're going to be moonwalking. You're going to moonwalk. You're going to be rocked
up. That sound, the rocked up. Yeah, but you're going to be rocked up in the club, just ready to go?
Ready.
So you're just walking around with just dick hard.
Ready, steady.
Right on Molly. Like
ready, steady.
That don't sound.
That's what I'm saying, baby. You got to make sure because you go. It just don't make you hard. Like, it shit makes you like a predator, man. You know what I mean? It turns you to an animal.
Getting aggressive over here.
That don't sound safe, man.
That's what I'm saying, man.
It sounds like something he read in Bill Cosby's memoir, man.
You take the hand of God.
Bill Cosby like, get him some Jello pudding pops and you get him the hand of God.
Wait till you hear about this cocktail.
Ask a couple of the homies, like, yo, you ever took the hand of God?
And they know.
And watch what they hear. They're going
to
know.
So everybody's spooky. They know about the
they
hand of God.
They already know about the hand of God.
That don't even sound. That sounds dangerous.
Yo, ask them. Just be like, yo, you took the hand of God? And look at them. And they'll be like, yes, I have.
Like, do you take pills or do you just take like half?
You take the whole thing, baby. You take the whole thing.
So when you decide, like, what type of night do you decide, like, all right, it's time to, like, do you look around or is it like one where you see, like, all right, she ready? Like, I'm really about to show out and I'm going to take the hand of God?
Well, you can take it there, but you mostly want to take it before. You know what I mean? You really want to be in that mode.
So you just want to just be in a club or wherever you're at, just rock hard, just ready.
Ready, steady, baby. You ain't got to get ready.
With
just
that
stay ready.
Look on his face from the other night.
So as a female, if you saw a guy who had just taken the hand of God, I feel bad saying this. Can we get an acronym? What is it?
Well, hold on a second. She wouldn't know you take it.
We doing hog.
The hog.
I feel bad saying like we can't be doing that.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's the thing. Yeah, how would I know? You know, I might see him popping something in his mouth, but I don't know it's Viagra.
No, but I'm saying, but you could just like you know, he's dancing up on you. Next thing you know, you look down or feel it, and he just fully just.
It's a snake on your leg, baby.
Yeah, like he just fully just. He's ready to go.
Too late.
The whole
too late.
Time.
Stuck.
Like,
it's too late.
That's where you have to be very certain that you're with a girl that you're going to get to take home that
night. Yeah, absolutely. She would give you the right signal. She's going to let you know.
Yeah.
Immediately.
It's
either going to go really well or it's going to go really bad.
Right. Has there ever been a night where you had the hod and you didn't go so well?
It's never gone bad.
Can you imagine having the hog and being home solo?
That's where you don't want to end up.
Then you get spooky and calls start getting made. You start scrolling.
That override home going to be uncomfortable.
You start scrolling and shit. Yeah, the things don't go well.
Oh my God. And then there's girls texting each other the next day like, oh my God, Tron hit me up. He must have been on that hand of God again. Like,
well, they don't know. They know now. Yeah, you know I mean?
We just gave away the secret.
Now we know.
It's company secret. We can edit that out. You know what I mean?
Can we bleep all of that?
But just so you know.
Just the head to God. How long does it listen? When you wake up in the morning, are you good to go? Like, you go to the gym, we'll get your coffee,
yeah,
whatever you
need
to do.
You have a hangover at all?
Like, you have a hangover. You know what I mean? I've only taken maybe like, seven times.
Seven times. The hog seven. And are you seven for seven?
7 for 7, baby.
You have to think about it.
Got a little hesitant.
Because you're like, you're going, think about it. Like, it's, one, the Viagra is meant to, like, heighten all your senses. It just doesn't increase blood flow. It does so much more. You know what I mean? People just know it for doing that one thing. But it's like, it almost makes you like an animal, dog. Like, it brings a different side out of you.
So when you take a Viagra, your senses,
yeah,
like
increase?
You're like a Marvel superhero.
Yeah,
so
like
you
like
smell
an
better.
Yeah, because you got a
your vision,
right?
Everything is like enhanced.
You take a Viagra, you're going. It's not like I'm just rocked. I've got energy now. Like, I was like,
right.
Raw. You know what I mean? Like, yo, like, I'm here now. Like, bitch, I'm an animal, like, beating on my chest. That's if you just take that. If you just take that alone, so now you take that with something that just makes you super happy, you like an animal. You like, yo, I could do anything.
True.
Like, okay. I'm invincible almost. Like, yo, I can make
it. This sound like a catch a case.
Now, if you're not savoir faire, you know what I mean? Like, you know, if you're not really, you know, that attractive a person, can guarantee yourself a win. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't recommend jumping unless you have something like it. If you like go out on a date and you know what I mean? Let's say you go into like a music festival with your girl.
Okay.
You can take the hand of God.
Got it.
Okay. You know what I mean?
She
ain't really gonna know what's going on because she wouldn't know. She might know you might take a Molly, but then she gonna like when you get home.
Okay.
You know what I mean? She ain't gonna know what the deal is.
What would happen to
she gonna
woman,
be like, what happened to
a
you last
woman
night?
If she did a hand of God?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. No telling.
I wanna be on y'all's level.
I wouldn't. Yeah, you could. I mean, if they have the female Viagra, don't they?
They do?
What is it called? Splash?
They do have a female Viagra. Wait, Ralph, they got a female Viagra, don't they?
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
What, girls can't get what?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know, did it.
Wait, I don't get it.
It makes the girls horny, right?
No, okay.
Oh. Don't I thought girls were just always
don't
horny.
Don't tell. He over here plotting. He over there. Oh, he's like,
what's it called?
Let me find out where this is at.
Kobe.
Where do you find out? Oh, how does this always turn into drug advice?
This
from
guy
drunk?
Right here. This whole
hey, man. Come over here.
We got to take a week off from just from your breakdown. now we know about hog. Okay, I'm cool with that.
I will say, though, those drinks are not cheap at Poppy. So I will be drinking your Molly drinks every time.
Why didn't you drink from the fucking bottle? I left the bottle there for you guys.
Oh, I wasn't.
Did you guys not see it?
Yeah.
I don't even. Did y'all pay for drinks?
Why? I had a bottle for you guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's a lot? Like, how much is one drink?
Yo, it's like $25. Okay. I went and bought some drinks.
$25 for a drink?
Hell yeah, dog.
I got three drinks.
I haven't paid for a drink in a club in so long. I don't even know.
Yeah, no. I paid one time. I haven't paid in a long time either.
I don't even know. Like,
I went out to like Catch. Troy. I went out like Catch, and it was like $30 for like a Reposado on the rocks.
The last time I went to drinks is when we was in Miami.
Yeah.
But that's the last time I paid.
Miami was cheaper. Miami was cheaper.
No, because
it was expensive. No, it was.
I did a round. It was six shots of 42 was like $320. Something crazy.
Six shots?
Yeah, something crazy.
In Miami?
What?
Yeah, something wild. But I don't pay for, I haven't paid for a drink in so long. I usually
pay for the first round or something, but I didn't even, you know, I guess I wasn't paying attention to the bottle.
I got a
bottle
for you guys. I just put it back there.
Sorry about that.
You didn't see that?
Sorry about that prediction. So next time, I'll make sure that I'll introduce you to the bartender so you don't have to.
Yeah.
All you got to do is, what I normally do is, I just be like, oh, this is such and such. Like, take care of it. But see, the problem is that I have is that when I tell people that, I'm already assuming that they're going to have the etiquette enough to tip well.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, man.
They'd be like, yo,
if you're not paying
you
for the drink. Yeah. Bruh.
You good?
And then that falls on you.
I'm
getting bartenders like, yo, your man already at like $400 a drink. So I'm like, so what? So I'm thinking like, you know, $400 a drink. He already tipped $100, $150.
At least, yeah.
Dudes is tipping just a dub for the whole night. Like, yeah, you just a dub. Like, people just really just think a dub is just okay. Like, a dub is a universal, like, cool.
Right.
Still stuck in a
people
dub.
Still duck stuck at it. Like, inflation didn't happen. Right. Like, $20 covers everything. Like,
everything.
I'm like, okay, it's like, let's say it was there. It's like three or four of them. They order a round, it's $100. All right, $20, you know what I'm saying? Every round you tipping like $20, $30. That's what I'm thinking. It's just a dub. The thing is, people, and then when people be like, oh, you know what? I don't got cash. I'm like, it doesn't matter anymore because you got Zelle,
you got
Cash App.
That's not an excuse anymore.
You got everything.
Yeah.
Venmo, like, you can figure it out. Or you could even, to the point now, where you literally, the bartender, he can literally just take your credit card, swipe it, and you just, he charges you one cent.
Right. Yeah.
Just 1 cent, and then you tip whatever you feel.
Yeah.
I've seen niggas do the 1 cent.
Yeah.
And they still leave the dub.
They still leave the dub.
The bartender lets them like, oh, I don't got no cash. Like, oh man, look, you can run your card. Run the card.
And then they still
dub it.
It's $20 and 1 cent.
The same amount to valet outside.
$20
That's
and $20 and 1 cent to tip.
Hey, player.
Dudes have no, it's crazy.
Hey, just throw them a dip.
It's been times, I'm not lying. I haven't even arrived to the club yet. And I've had dudes who I've took care of before, maybe once, maybe twice. So they already automatically assume like, oh, go up to the bartender, start ordering. So like, oh yeah, he took care of me before because Milt said I was cool. So they go up to the bar and they FaceTiming me from the bar.
No.
Like, yo, Milt, let them know, am I good tonight?
Let them know,
like,
am I
no.
good?
Like,
am I good?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
am I good?
FaceTiming me, saying, am I
from the bar?
Am I good tonight? Like, am I good tonight?
And the bartender's saying, no, they're like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
No, yeah.
The bartender's texting me like, oh, your man said good. Right. Like, no, this is the same dude that left you the dub. You know what I'm saying? No, if that same dude would tip like $100, $200, you know?
Like, yo,
I got a couple friends who like, they tip like, they start off like, I'm the type of person like when I go like, you know, because I don't like tables. I've always been at the bar. I'm the type of person, the minute I go and it's a new bar chair, whatever, I'm taking care of them off top, off the rip. Are you gonna see me weekly? Here it is.
Right.
My first round would be like, I'm ordering me a glass of red wine, call it a day, $100. Here you go. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a respect thing. So you know, you establish that relationship, taking care of them.
So they take care of you.
Yeah. So, but people just don't, they don't really know that.
Is that an LA thing or is that people our age or what?
I just think that's out for ourselves.
Yeah,
that, I think tipping in general is just different now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
people don't be tipping now.
People don't tip because now you have like, we'll literally have people argue over like fees. So I just had somebody at Highlight last week. They're like, so their minimum was a low minimum. Their minimum was like $2,000. But then you think, you know, $2,000, but then you have your service fee, your gratuity fee,
yeah,
whatever.
Totally.
So then they're like, you know what? I don't want to pay tax or tip.
What?
So like, I just really want to just be $2,000.
Just walk out
and
just
walk down. That conversation.
I literally kicked them out the club. Like, I don't want, like, they really won't pay. Like, you tell people, they're like, I'm only paying $2,000.
Yeah, you know how many other people will come gladly in and pay?
Like, and you can't do that anywhere else. Like, right. I can't go to, like, I can't go to McDonald's and order a large fry and be like, the large fry is $2.99.
Start negotiating.
And I'm only give you $2.99.
I'll only give you $2.99.
Like, that's it. Like, I'm arguing, like, no, this is what it says and this is what I'm paying. But people treat it different. Like, they don't see the difference.
Damn. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, somebody complained to me about, they're like, yo, I had a $2,500 man. Damn. And my shit was like 38. I'm like, yeah, you got to pay the fucking fee.
That's how, Because normally with a lot of places, it ends up coming out to like anywhere between, like I say, it could range between 33 and 40% off what you're paying. So whatever the min is. So then you take it 30, Mm-hmm. So I always tell people like, oh, your min's like 2,500. Okay, then I tell them, all right, it's going to be about $3,600 or whatever.
Yeah.
I probably didn't add that up right at all, but whatever.
But, now I'm doing math in my head. You're way fucking
That's about right. 36, 38. That's about right.
So,
yeah.
Okay, well, when you go pick up food, do you leave tip? Like, what if you mean? Like Ooh. order food out, like, what's like the proper etiquette to
like
leave
not
tip?
Eating it there, being served.
Order then go pick it up.
Right.
Carry out. That's a good question.
I don't, do you tip on carry out?
I tip on carry out.
But do you tip what you would normally tip if you're eating?
Why? No.
You can't do nothing.
Exactly.
$2, $3, $2 to $5.
I need somebody.
$2.
No. Can somebody? Can you please Google right now? There's a valid question. There's a percentage of carryout. I've had discussion with multiple people over the years, and a lot of people do not tip on carryout
at all.
Right.
At all. This time I don't tip.
Didn't do anything.
It's the same thing. Do you tip? When you do carry out, even when you do delivery on Postmates, do you tip?
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I don't know. So, you know, it gives you the percentage.
Well, yeah, they're delivering
it
to you. You
can tip 5, 10, 15, whatever, 20%. Like, what do you do?
I just click on 10.
You click on 10.
You do 10 every time?
Yeah.
See, it depends.
Bro, they're actually working.
They are.
Yeah, they're bringing it too.
Well, carry out, I throw $2, $3. Yeah.
So even if
there's nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong with that?
What do you mean, a jar?
So let's say, I think $1
a
night.
First of all, wait, what restaurant are you in? They have a tip jar at the carryout stand. Where are you ordering food from?
Well, you know, whatever. You go to whatever. You know, like a little mom and pop spot. You know what I mean?
There's a tip jar at the carryout stand.
They keep a little tip jar. Like a little, if you go like get some burrito or whatever at a little Mexican spot, they got the tip jar, call it in.
Do you when you go to the bathroom and you go get your blunts or whatever, do you leave the guy money when you take peppermints and everything else?
Hell yeah, they be getting expensive. Yeah. And they got the little barcodes now and shit. Yeah. They got everything.
You can't get away from not paying.
Yeah.
You can't get away from not paying.
I'd be like, yo, how much for some cologne and some gun? They'd be like, yo, give me $7. I'm like, god damn.
They do up the price on Black or Swisher on everything. Blunts. Oh, they up the price on
you
that.
Want a blunt, you get ready, baby.
Rob, what's the standard tip rate for carryout? Tron saying $2. I'm still basing it off the order.
$2 to $5.
So, wait. So if you order $400.
That's the thing. Does it change how much food you order? If you order $400 worth of food, you still throwing $2.
Okay,
you
okay. Think, like, no.
They're all paying for bags and plastic containers.
If you order $400, I throw like a duh.
There we go.
What you mean?
Now it all makes sense.
Baby, I'm gonna dub it up.
Dub it up.
I don't like how most places now they have those damn iPads as their little cash register thing.
Yeah.
So they like flip it around.
They're trying to make judgmental on you.
Exactly.
She already tells you
in front of me. It's like 10, 15,
20. Like zero.
And my finger's like, oh, yeah. They're looking at me the whole time. I don't like those. Or when they ask you to round up and donate.
What is it? On carryout.
It's 20%
on carryout. See?
On carryout?
Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
I am fucking Jeff Bezos. What the fuck?
Because they're still paying.
They're still paying for everything.
They're still preparing the food.
Let me make this bitch myself.
They're still preparing the food.
Yeah.
It's just no one's taking it to your table.
Nobody's taking it to your table.
And they're probably paying for everything else.
What's the lowest tip rate? 20%? Right. That's got to be the lowest tip rate.
Plastic containers.
No, that's the standard. That's what he's saying. Like the most courteous standard way. That what you're supposed to do is saying 20%.
A dub,
yeah, that's 20%.
So this is unbelievable.
If you order food for $10, you can leave $2.
Right. Whoa, so you if nothing costs $10. I don't understand. Where can you go?
I already am there. Hold on a second. I already am, baby.
Yeah, I don't know where you're eating.
I'm already 20. Yeah.
$10 is the rest. So you're gonna have to start.
$10 to $15 per meal for me is good, but I order takeout.
Okay.
And where?
Where?
What you mean?
You can't even spend $10 at McDonald's anymore. Honestly.
Yo, you can go Yeah, you gotta. Yo,
see,
you
but that's the thing too. Like, you can't even tip them.
Mike's
like,
Deli,
all the
$15.
Fast food workers and shit, right?
True. Yeah. So,
Mike's Deli.
There you go.
You know.
So, Mike, what do you do? 20% no matter what. Carry out and
10%. 10. I just clicked 10.
It's always 10%.
Always 10.
Okay.
What about the pizza man? What do you get?
cash.
Yeah. Miss delivery.
$2.
$2. You should make it $2.
No, I understand. hey, man. Y'all are fucked up. Hey, yo, but I agree. Hey,
there's probably been fights breaking out because you get a pizza man $2. You're probably like, oh, hell no.
Oh, man. The pizza man go through a lot, too. Like, curing that hot-ass pizza, going up flights of steps, trying to get buzzed
in the rain and shit. Going through hell, man.
For real.
So tip your pizza man, man. I got to do right. Tip your pizza man.
They all have that look Tron had on that face in that picture.
Really?
I've never seen a pizza delivery guy that didn't look like he's not going through it.
I'm now learning about carryout, dude. Are we all the Tron?
20%. 20%.
I'm $2 today. Yeah, man. I let these younger millennials do this shit, man. I'm old school.
The millennials probably don't even tip.
I don't think they're the ones that tip.
They probably don't tip anymore, period.
No. Damn.
That's why now a lot of places already have the automatically gratuity. They already
restaurants. Yeah, they know we're not going to do it.
Like, yeah. So they give it to you. Then they have, you know, that's how it is.
So we survived Halloween weekend. Where's the crew going to be at this weekend?
Oh, yeah, we got the...
I'm detoxing. I ain't even going out this weekend.
You said you're not drinking until December?
I'm going. Yeah, I'm not
drinking.
Yeah, you got to make it out this weekend. You got to come hang.
I'm in Miami this weekend.
Oh, shit.
Look, yeah. What?
Me and Charlie are at Bootsy on Saturday.
That's right.
Nah. She's not
going
to be...
Oh, yeah. I fly out Saturday.
What are you going to Miami for?
I'm down to go Friday just to go visit some friends. Oh, I've never been, so...
Never been to Miami?
No.
We're going to like it.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So if I don't come back, it was nice.
You'll be back.
Wait, so what's the deal this weekend?
Usual. Hi. Poppy on Friday, High Thursday, Pootsie Saturday, Nightingale Sunday. We did Highlight Wednesday yesterday.
Oh, word. How was that?
Everybody shows up to that.
Yeah, last night was good.
Yeah.
Star-studded right. Every week.
It was like foggy as shit, right?
Yeah,
like,
it's weird. Yeah. It's mad foggy.
It was foggy on the roof?
Yeah, it's foggy on the roof. But it was good, though. Everybody, hella people showed up. Everybody was there last night. Migos, Cardi B. I can keep going. YG was there. Oh, you know who we had last night? Huh. We had Bella Thorne.
Really?
Word?
Really?
Yeah, she like, they were like, she asked, she wanted to get a table if all we had to play. She has a new single out with Juicy J.
No, she does music?
I guess she doesn't.
She's hopping around every single industry.
Because I didn't even know. I was like, first of all, the only reason I even know Bella Thorne is because the whole OnlyFans thing. Right. Exactly, because when she made like $1 million doing OnlyFans.
Yeah. But who is she like?
She was an actress to start.
Oh, she was an actress?
She was, okay. I think she was Disney, right? That's where it started. She started as Disney.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Disney. And then she went from that and doing movies. And then I think she ventured off directing Pornhub.
What?
Yeah, I had to look all this up because I had no
idea.
Damn,
she just went total left.
Yeah. Now she's doing music. But she's the one that made $1 million on OnlyFans.
From tips? Straight tips.
In like a day. Like the first day she signed up, she got like $1 million. And she didn't even get naked. It was just like her in like a bra and panties.
That's why they maxed it out.
And people got mad because all the workers that were doing all the nasty shit, they're like, damn, she come here and just get bra and panties and make $1 million. I'm over here
doing
all kind of crazy stuff in my body.
She and got
everything.
Yeah, so...
Oh, word. Mike, where are you at this weekend?
We're doing a party at Lock and Key tonight. And then I'm at Harriet's on Friday.
Who's at Lock and Key tonight?
Me, Bad, Orator, Cypress Moreno.
Oh, it's going to be some real hip-hop shit.
Nah, it's just called Songs About Girls. So it's just all songs about girls, like rap, reggae, R&B.
That's a good concept.
It is.
Yeah. That's a really good concept. Yeah. That's like just as good as Sadiq. I like that. Songs about
girls.
Except
we get to play rap and stuff. So
yeah, but still, it's great.
That's dope.
Yeah. That's great. Right. Is this the first song you're gonna play? Do you start the night off with Girls on Girls?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
There's like five DJs. So
how is that working? Are you guys all setting up together?
No, we're just gonna like split times and shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Should be fun.
That's cool.
I would tell you to pull up if you're not going to hide.
I want to pull up to that. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
It's the first time you guys are doing that?
Yeah.
How are you going to fit five days? Everybody gets an hour set?
Yeah, something like that. Like,
and so do you
45
guys,
minutes.
So do you guys have like a discussion on who's playing what songs?
Nah, we just fucking freestyle it, you know?
So what happens if somebody starts playing the same song multiple times?
I mean, there's a billion songs about girls that you can play. You know?
There is, but somebody's going to still play the same song.
Probably.
100%.
It'll probably happen, but
it's
definitely
going to happen.
We have to fight it out.
That's cool.
All right, well, we did it. Another episode. We survived.
Another episode, baby.
Yeah, hopefully we'll survive again.
We're done?
Yeah.
Oh, that went fast. All right.
What happened Thursday at Hyde?
Oh, we got spooky at Hyde.
What happened Thursday at Hyde?
This was a long time ago. A whole week ago.
That's why I was a trucker.
About a week ago.
You was a trucker?
No, I was a tow truck driver. What? Halloween, yeah.
On that Thursday?
I was camel toe towing.
What?
Oh, that's so good. Camel toe towing.
What did this look like? That's what you told people when they asked.
No, the shirt had camel toe toeing on it.
Did you get that made?
No, yeah, I got it at the party store. I'll bring in the shirt. I'll bring it in. It's dope.
Oh, camel that's toe toeing.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
It's a pull-out specialist.
Wait, so what happened at Hyde? Did something happen?
What happened at Hyde, man?
Ooh, rumors about Tron at Hyde.
What happened?
Oh, hell. I forgot all about that.
Hold on, I didn't lose the mic. I gave it to AWOL. AWOL and Vision
It was a long name.
And Trey had got into it. Something happened, man.
We had Trey Songz was supposed to perform. Uh-huh. They're texting me outside, like, come inside. Trey's ready to perform, but we can't find the mic. This is already at like 140.
I've
never in my life witnessed this. We really couldn't find the microphone. They said that they gave it to a busser, which I don't know why would y'all give it to a busser. And they said the busser took the mic and he never came back with it.
He never came back?
But you physically handed it to AWOL?
I gave it to AWOL.
Yes.
And then AWOL.
Because Vision came in first. And I was like, all right, bet, because Vision usually gets on too. You know what I mean? So I was like, yo, Vision, here. Like, I was done. I was ready to party. Halloween, that shit was rocking.
Hand that shit off.
Yeah, hand that bitch off like a baton. I was like, yo, woo-doo.
Yeah, so basically.
So Vision, he got on. And as soon as he got on, AWOL showed up. I was I don't know how that's going to work.
It was coordinated because I had told AWOL knew from the beginning that he was going to DJ for Trey's performance.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened between him and Vision, or I don't know what happened with whoever took the mic. But it was a whole bunch of shit going on. Everybody was confused about the mic. And I'm going all throughout the club looking for a microphone. And I don't even know where the wire mic was at.
Yeah, the wire mic is gone too. I didn't know where the wire mic was.
So what ended up happening? Did Trey even do anything?
No, he ended up getting on the mic and just saying, he was hot because he was in a booth ready like to perform.
Yeah.
And then we didn't have a mic. It was pretty whack. I've never seen all my years, I've never seen us lose the mic. I've seen microphones not work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Laptops always crash, but to have the microphone, the mic, just no mic at all. Like, I was like, man, well, maybe we should just turn the music down until everybody be quiet. And he could sing, he could do this a cappella.
No.
And we'll just clap.
We'll just clap.
But
yeah. You know, 1 minute text.
That's what we Anyways, there was no performance. There was no performance.
Shit was lit, though. That shit was rocking.
But it was like trying to find a set of car keys. You know, when you lose the keys, right. You look at everywhere. We was looking
frantic.
It was frantic.
It was no bike.
Oh, but I bet he was pissed.
He was pissed.
So did they find the mic now? Or is it still
the mic's good. I don't know what we're going to do from now.
Oh, they got it.
It's real weird.
But now in the future, I don't know how we're going to handle the microphone. We're going to have to do something. You got to put something on. You know how when you go to the grocery store, you can't take the basket. You can't get the basket lock on you. Maybe we got to do something with the microphone.
Like a Find My iPhone app for it or something.
The microphone just locked when you try to get too far from the booth.
It's just crazy.
It's just, And Tron wasn't even that faded that we still lost the mic. Crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't done, man.
It was even bad.
Damn. I was just high. I was rolling. That was it. I was like, yo, I handed this mic off.
He hadn't even taken hog yet.
I was ready to party, man. I was like, yo, I'm ready to get off this thing. Like, here, somebody take it.
Yeah, it was.
Take this motherfucker.
So who actually got blamed for it, though? Tron?
I blamed everybody.
Yeah?
I blamed everybody. But it's okay. Trey came back Sunday and performed the Maxim Party. He did a great show and everybody was happy. So it was good.
Yeah,
no, at the end of the day, nobody was mad. It wasn't like people the next day was like, oh shit, he didn't perform. They saw him.
Yeah.
At some point, he said something on somebody's mic and it worked. So,
yeah.
Something happened.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, no backup mic.
Yeah, in the beginning. Remember in the beginning, I used to carry a mic in that briefcase? Remember the briefcase I used to carry?
Yeah.
Hey, I used to love that briefcase.
No,
I used to have a mic and a briefcase.
I feel like none of you guys ever carry mics anymore.
Yeah, I carried a briefcase with it.
Like at all.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I carry an aux cord.
How come you don't carry a mic?
I don't know.
Yeah, no. I feel like no.
Because every fucking club already has one already.
Yeah, I need to set up again. Yeah.
Spot used to carry a microphone too, but nobody carries nobody ever has a backup mic anymore at all. Because anytime I'm like, when we have a performance, this is gonna be say it's a group, and I'm like, oh, we need three mics.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll hit you, try and bring a mic or ask a DJ. Nobody ever has a mic.
I need to get another one. I lost that mic right there, the original one.
Ralph, do you keep?
You don't say. You lost a mic?
Yeah. No. That was my mic. It was mine. I used to carry in a briefcase.
Okay.
Everybody used to take that one in the silver briefcase.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I used to open it up, have my yayo in there.
You're not pulling.
It's like Pulp Fiction.
The briefcase had it.
I
had a briefcase, had everything in it. The mic, drugs in it. It was a party case. You know what I mean?
That's fucking.
Whenever that motherfucker popped up, it was on. Molly's in there rolling around everything.
Oh man. Oh, that though.
The hand of God.
$20. Make sure you tip when you get carry out.
Throw a dub.
Damn, the dub and is no more.
The Made Nightlife Podcast, the number one podcast in the world.
It's crazy.
Let's go.
Where the bitch is at?
You're listening to the number one nightlife podcast in the world. The Made Nightlife Podcast.